cancer's always been with us. It's experiencing a huge increase because the things that fuel and feed cancer, especially the reproductive endocrine-based cancers that affect the prostate, the breast, the uterus, the ovaries, those kinds of cancers are increasing at a tremendous pace because of all the estrogenics in our society.
Do you believe that that's a deliberate a part of the New World Order agenda?
I do. So I'll say something very controversial here, that I believe that the wholesale introduction of soy into the human diet in almost every country on the globe was very specifically engineered by a man named Dwayne Andreas. He's the head of Archer Daniels Midland, or was for many years. And he traveled around the globe to take a toxic food that no human society has ever eaten in any quantity, which is soy, and turn it not only from a toxic food that nobody would touch, but turn it into a staple that is now the most commonly consumed oil on planet Earth, that now finds its way into virtually every food that people eat if they're eating processed foods. So what does that mean? Well, we know that soy is extremely estrogenic. And when I say extremely estrogenic, if you were to give a baby, infant formula made from soy, it's the equivalent of giving them a birth control pill a day. It's that estrogenic. So soy, being one of the most estrogenic foods that a human being can consume, has now been made a part of our diet, and we've been sold this bill of goods that it's actually a health food. Well, when men consume soy, it immediately reduces their testosterone level. How interesting. Well, that would make them less aggressive, wouldn't it? This is the reason why in prisons, there's been lawsuits actually in Ohio and elsewhere against the prisons, because they're feeding the men, instead of feeding them meat, they're feeding them soy protein artificial substitutes for meat, which is causing them all kinds of endocrine disruption, health problems, and is making them very docile. If men consume large quantities of soy, they stop growing beards. If men consume large quantities of soy, they become effeminate, because estrogen is a feminizing chemical. It's a feminizing hormone that reduces male testosterone. So a couple of years ago, I was talking about this on my own radio show, kmashow.com, if people want to check it out. But I was talking about the soy problem in men. And I had a listener contact me afterwards, and he said, you know, Catherine, you might have saved me, because I went to Sam's Club or whatever big wholesale club, and I bought a huge case of soy milk. And I was consuming it every day because I thought it was healthy. He said, it's weird, though. I've always been a really hairy, Mediterranean kind of guy, and I've had to shave not only in the morning, but I have a 5 o'clock shadow. I have to shave before I go out to dinner. He said, after I was drinking the soy for a couple of months, I stopped having to shave every night, and then it got to the point where I only had to shave 3 times a week. My beard just stopped growing in. He said, and then I started noticing I was developing breasts. So we've all seen these guys, right, the man boobs, where you see guys and you're like, dude, what's that? They could very well be that person is consuming large quantities of estrogenics. So he said, once I heard your radio show and I stopped consuming the soy, the man boobs went away and I was able to start shaving again on a daily basis, and my beard came back. And he said, and what's more, I felt like my virility, my maleness came back. So we all know, everybody knows vegetarian men, it's kind of a stereotype, right? They're kind of wimpy. Well, there's a reason for that, because they're sucking down the soy, and they're replacing all of the normal substances that you should be eating to get protein. They're replacing this with this estrogenic substance. Now, I've had women say, well, then isn't that good for us, because we're women, don't we want to be more womanly? Nothing could be further from the truth. 80% of breast cancers consume estrogen as a fuel. So if you're eating lots of soy, if you have even a couple of breast cancer cells in your breast and you're eating soy, those breast cancer cells are going to use it like gangbusters, like Miracle-Grow. So the more estrogen that we are consuming in our diets, it is causing women to develop all kinds of reproductive cancers. It's causing men to develop reproductive cancers, and it's causing men to become effeminized, which is exactly what the global leaders would want from a population of angry men, would be for them to be so passive and wimped out that they couldn't do anything and turn into a bunch of pansy women. And it would also, here's the other thing about it. If you do the research, you will find that when they give soy to hamsters, they did this in Europe, that after a couple of generations, the hamsters, their fertility drops and drops and drops, and after the fourth or fifth generation, they're sterile. So the men can no longer impregnate, the males can no longer impregnate the females, and the females, to the extent that they do have babies, their babies have shriveled, if they're male, have shriveled testicles and genitalia that doesn't really even function. So this is, when we're seeing this rash of infertility, right? We've got all these fertility clinics and blah, blah, blah. We're seeing a rash of infertility. We're seeing a rash of miscarriages. We're seeing people having more and more difficulty to conceive, and this is all because of the stuff that we're eating. So do I think it's intentional? I have to say, based on what we know about soy, no society in their right mind would be feeding this to their population unless they wanted to make them weak, effeminate, and infertile. And so if it's not a conspiracy, it may as well be, because you've got Duane Andreas. He's the biggest political donor in history. You can read about him on Wikipedia even, Duane Andreas. And he traveled all over the world, even went behind the Iron Curtain back when we were enemies with them. And he pumped this soy oil as a food to everybody. Now it's the number one consumed oil in Mexico, in Thailand, in Canada, in Jamaica, in the U.S., in the Ukraine. Soy is everywhere now. And do you know that it was back in the 1930s, I did a bunch of research on the history of soy. Back in the 1930s, there were these guys in America who decided they were going to...
I was going to say, you're back in the 1930s, I did this study. It's like, Catherine, you're not that old.
No. These guys in the 30s were trying to, they came up with this business idea that they were going to take this soy, which wasn't even used for animal food because it makes animals infertile. And so farmers wouldn't even give it to their animals. It was an ingredient for making paint. That's what soy was used for. But it was an industrial plant. So they somehow came up with this way of refining the soy and taking the poison out of it and trying to sell it. They realized they couldn't sell it. They tried to give it away and nobody would take it. So you go from that era where they thought they were going to get rich from taking this like byproduct of making paint and sell it as a food and nobody would even take it for free, to the point where today it's touted as a health food and it is in virtually everything you eat.
Yeah.
It's in salad dressing. It's in margarine. It's in ice cream. It's in mayonnaise. If you eat a sandwich at your local sandwich shop, it's going to have either oil on it that's soy. If you eat French fries, they're fried in soybean oil. Every fried food that you eat at every restaurant you go to is fried in soybean oil.
Either that or either soybean oil or canola oil, which was used as an industrial engine lubricant, which also is not good for you either.
That's right. And we know that canola oil has actually been associated with heart lesions. So these are two, and by the way, both of them are genetically modified. About 98% of the soy consumed in the United States is genetically modified soy.
Mm.
So you add in now the genetic modification, the glyphosates that they're sprayed with, all that other stuff, and you're winding up with something that's quite toxic.
Mm.
So now a lot of people will say, well, what about the Asians? Don't they eat soy sauce? Yes. If you ferment the soy, you destroy the estrogen, which is very interesting. So soy sauce, which is fermented soybeans, is actually, it's slightly estrogenic, but it's nowhere near soy milk or tofu. The edamame, you know, the little soybeans that you can eat in a Japanese restaurant, that's just pure unadulterated soybeans. Don't eat them. They're very delicious. I love them, but they're very bad for you.
When we look at the facts of these of soy and the contamination of the food supply through GMOs and everything, people assume the intention first and then they go look for the evidence. Well, I think that if you look at the results of what's been happening to the food supply, I think the intention becomes quite clear.
Let me tell you something else, and I'll give you one more piece of evidence. And now it's going to blow your mind. You're not going to be able to not think about this. You know, all of this rise in homosexuality and in transgender and bisexual and gender identity issues that people across the globe seem to be experiencing right now?
Oh, totally.
That's exactly what you would expect if you were to douse people in gender-bending chemicals like soy. Because if you're a man, the thing that makes you a man and desire a woman is the testosterone and hormone levels in your body. If you take a functional man and you remove the testosterone from his body and replace it with estrogen, he will become very gender confused. If you take a normal woman and you begin messing with the chemicals in her body, she becomes slightly less confused. It seems to have a bigger impact on men. But you can also generate some of these kinds of gender difficulties in women as well. So there's a guy in Japan. This is one of the grossest stories. He actually cut off his own genitalia and then cooked it up in a meal and invited people to come and partake of this meal for, I don't know, $10,000 a piece, some crazy amount of money. And he was arrested not for cutting off his genitalia because he was out of his mind. He was arrested for serving potentially unsanitary food for a cost, for pay, that hadn't been government approved. So what I found interesting about this guy, aside from the fact that that's just crazy, was when he was interviewed, he said, I didn't cut off my male parts because I wanted to be a woman. He said, I really don't feel like I have any gender. In fact, I feel like I have no sex at all. And I just wanted to be neutral. So that's just one guy in Japan, but we're hearing this over and over and over and over. All the young people are reporting this, not all of them, but many of them are reporting the same thing of not really having a clear sexual orientation, not really clearly knowing who they're attracted to or not attracted to. Well, all of that attracted to or not attracted to, that is all driven by sex hormones. It is the actual hormones in our body. That's why when you're seven, you don't think about sex because you don't have any hormones in you to make you think about sex. When you're 15, the reason all you can think about is sex is you're being flooded with hormones that are making you think about sex. So when you mess with that, and no longer do those hormones flow in a normal way, when you think about sex, it's all in your head. You're just going to imagine, I don't know, well, let me decide which one I want to be. So it becomes less a matter of biological drive that makes people normal, men and women, and it becomes more an issue of societal preference. What do you want to be? I don't know. You want to be both? You want to be either one? So this is why we are seeing this immense explosion of gender confusion and shifting gender roles in our society, and not just gender, but sexual roles shifting in our society. And totally. All this stuff that they've put in our food.
Yeah. And of course, if you tell people this, they say, you're homophobic.